I started it coming here because Hans called me at home and said, I heard that you teach meditation. I said, I don't. But he said, will you do it? I said, let me think and see if I want to do it. And I did, and I came. We used to see that room and then all over this store. It is amazingly normal that each person eventually, once they benefit from their own advancement, their own expansion, they will have prompting to serve it. They never think of doing that. It just happens. I never thought of having a room where I could come temporary for one time or 10 times or 1 year or 2 years or whatever. I didn't expect it that. So it was all the prompting. What prompting? One and only prompting. And the prompting is like this. A person that has the prompting has the bliss with it, has the grace with it. That alone is his or her salvation. What I'm trying to say is that the prompting that have served you, you will serve it and it will serve you. That's all I'm saying. Without asking, without wanting, without desiring. It just does the right thing. You know, the prompting between Tony and Lois, prompting between Mihaela and Tony, or whatever it took with Hans for this to come up, none of us had anything to do with it. It was just a strong prompting to make it happen for his own reason. And I am so gone. Any question or sharing? Let's go that way.
I was at Costco today and I ran into a person from the Philippines, so it was his wife, and they had, I've known them for 15 years, and they have one single son, one boy. I knew him when he was this way. And so when I saw this fellow, I said, well, happy new year. How's the family? And he said, well, we lost our son. He died in August. He was 19 years old. And I was thinking what I could say in the situation. What would have been a good approach? That's my question. He's, by the way, he's a practicing Catholic, so it's his wife.
I mean, every case is different, and every feeling that you're expressing from them has to be truthful. You know, a lot of people try to immediately uplift them, immediately tell them where the disease is. I don't like that at all. I think there is a mourning period, there is a recovery period.
It happened in August.
And, so what I do, I say, I'm speechless, I don't know what to say. I can't imagine your pain. Even though I can say all of this stuff, I stop from saying it, nor do I force them to get on with their lives. for in the beginning. So I think if we're, whatever is comfortable for you to say it, that's the right thing to say, you know. And if you're speechless, just express, I'm speechless. You know, I wish I could say something, but I find myself shocked. You know, I can't do it. It's a very good point. The only part of death that really, everybody knows that, that really hurts, is the fact that one physical body does not touch another physical body anymore. And I think the only thing that really remedies it is practice of what we are doing, of going beyond the body and mind. And then we realize through our own experience that yes, as it is painful for my body and my mind, it isn't painful at all. Because what I'm looking at is not real anyway, you know? So it's just sort of getting used to this idea. But it is hard, particularly if it's your own child. It's nothing worse than that, I don't think. I would just say whatever I feel truthful at that moment. Even if it is to put your foot in your mouth. If that's how you feel, go for it, you know.
Thank you.
Sure.
I refrain from offering pancakes.
Yes. I would like to talk about dignity. God Almighty, I had no idea. Now, is anybody would like to talk about what it is to them when I say the words dignity? Dignity. Tony.
Dignity? I don't know. Self-respect.
Maybe as in the case of this fellow that I met into today, to kind of allow him his own boundaries, and not to invade that.
Yes.
Respect his personalities.
Yes. Yes. All I can think of, and I don't know, it's sort of like, if it's in myself, an individual, my dignity would be like believing or feeling that I'm living up to my self-truth or something,
mm-hmm.
that I can live with myself, that I can
mm-hmm.
keep,
mm-hmm.
something
yeah.
like that. Yes,
Individuality, because, must look at everyone and look at them with respect and allow them to be themselves,
mm-hmm.
whoever they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's dignity. Okay, very good. Anybody else?
For me, it's honoring.
Mm-hmm. Honoring. Mm-hmm.
Could you say that dignity is that which flows from one who has some connection with the silence, and they bring a presence with them, and that dignifies the air of them walking around because they have that air of silence that they're functioning from, as opposed to being dignity as related to an egoistic, individualized body idea.
The way it just presented itself right on this spot, dignity is deep independence, lack of desire, lack of want. And I give you an example that was given to me today and I forgot it until now. My cousin went to a dentist. She parked her car in a parking lot. You know, many stories parking lot. And she goes to the doctor. After that, she goes for lunch. And so 3 hours or so passes. She forgets that it's expensive to park her car there, and she didn't have any cash, and they wouldn't accept things in her way back. So although she could have gone to a store and, you know, whatever, juggled in it, but she didn't think that way. At the doorway of the parking lot, there was a beggar sitting there and asked her if she would give money because he really needed it. She said, listen, I have $2 and I don't know if I can get my car out, and I have some change in the car, but I don't think it's going to be real. I am so sorry, honestly, and under any circumstance I would give you. And the beggar said, allow me to help you. And my cousin said, no, I don't need your help. He says, yes, you do. I want you to be comfortable. I want you to bring your car out. Please let me give you some of the money I collected today. She said, I spent 10 minutes to tell the beggar I am okay. And finally she says to the beggar, listen, I'm going to go, and when I come out, if I don't have enough money with all the change, I send my son to get some money from you. And the beggar said, that's a good deal. To me, that's dignity. He is not undignified for begging. He is dignified by being able to give what he gain. It is a state of independency even when you are dependent. And that, truthfully, I think in the highest part of it comes out of self-satisfaction, not self, not the small self. But when we have this big self, people serve us, we say namaste. People don't serve us, I say namaste. People go behind my back and say bad words, I say namaste. They glorify who, what comes out of my mouth, it is still is namaste. And I think, I mean all of us, whatever I mean. But, so, some people say, oh, people don't respect me, they don't give me dignity. Dignity is not something that you give and take, it's something that is has to be nourished from your own understanding, you know, your own okayness with yourself. And that is, to me, dignity. And it's a beautiful dignity. Now, going back to the story, to finish the story, so finally she brings the car out, and it was like $4 something, and she put her change in the thing and gives it, and she has a handful of 5 cents, 2 cents, penny, and gives it to her son and said, run to him and give that to him and say, I'm sorry, it's not too much, and thank you, I don't need your money. You know, thank you for your consideration. So the same one that was going to give accepted all those pennies. To me, that is being in the middle path. You know, some people say in order to be dignified, you don't ask. Yes, you do ask, as long as you can give too. Some people have a hard time receiving. They like to give. Well, it's a wonderful position to give, but if you don't receive it, you're not giving the same opportunity to someone else to do that.
Well, it makes sense to maybe conclude you can only give when you have received.
Not necessarily. This lesson was taught to me. I was in India. We were both very young. It was in during the 80s, early 80s, and I had two little kids under age of 4, and they both got sick in the ashram. There was a lady beside our room by the name of Fatima. And she adapted all 4 of us. She would cook for this, she would take this one,